Okay, I'd like you to take a deep breath. And now we see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. And we watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger. Until now, it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. And now we see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by the same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we are drawn together into this space. And now with your inner eye, see as an angel, a bearer of light, Jesus, Buddha, whomever, whatever, appears as the form, now pours upon the top of your head a pitcher of a golden liquid electric elixir. And this elixir now pours forth upon and through the top of your head. And this golden light pours forth now into your brain, into the muscles and the bones of your head. The light fills every cell. The light fills every organ. The brain, the skin, the blood, the bones, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the throat, the scalp, the hair. Every cell of your being now filled with this golden light, pouring now, continuing pouring through your throat, down through your neck. Every cell begins to open itself, receiving this light, and as the light travels through your body, it casts out all disease, casts out all tension. Every muscle relaxes. The blood itself receives this light, its healing power, the Spirit of God, flowing down now into your torso. Every cell can feel, can receive now, the blood, the bone, the muscles, the organs, every organ beginning now, illumined with light, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the spleen, the stomach, the blood, the muscles, the bones. You feel your cells themselves relax and receive, unconstrict any dis-ease, any dysfunction, any cellular dysfunction, anything not as it should be, as part of a larger, more healthy, more vital order, transformed in this moment as it receives the light and the Spirit of God flowing down now through your shoulders, your upper arms. You feel your muscles relax as the blood, the bones, the muscles receive now this light, this healing, down through your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers. The light continues as you continue to relax. Feel this light continuing to travel. It moves into your lower torso, your reproductive organs. All that is down in this lower half of the human torso, the genitals, the buttocks, your skin, your muscles, your organs, all filled now with light, the blood receiving new vitality, the spirit casting out all dis-ease as the light continues down now into the thighs. Again, the muscles relaxing, receiving the light, the healing in the bones, in every muscle, in the skin, in the blood, down now into the knees, through the knees, the lower legs. You feel every aspect of your body tingling now as the light continues, enlivening, revitalizing, healing, making whole, giving new energy, now down into the ankles, into the feet, the bones, the muscles of the feet, the blood, the toes, and it does not stop. For now, you feel as the light extends outward beyond your body. You have become your illumined self. your materiality now at this point transforming from density to light as the body itself becomes light, becomes mere shadow before the great rays of the truth that is you. The light extending outward now, beyond your physical self, beyond your skin, beyond your body, now becoming one with everyone in your physical proximity, everyone in your city, everyone in your country, and everyone in the world. Feel yourself now. Surrender into the great totality of who you are. For who you are is everyone. Allowing yourself now to be healed, to be enlightened, to be made whole by this realization of your true self. Not made less, but made more. Not losing your identity, but finding your identity. One with all other humans. One with all living things. One with plants and one with animals. One with the earth and one with the sky. The light now of our being continuing to expand, to extend, and to surround the earth itself. And this light which has healed us begins to heal the oceans. This light that has healed us begins to heal the sky. This light which has healed us begins to heal the earth. This light which has healed us begins to heal the trees. The light which has healed us begins to heal the animals. As a great swirling light surrounds the planet Earth, this light of which we are a part, now not only receiving this light, but part of the divine pulsation, working with this light, extending our love, adding our love to this light as it heals the Earth, extending now into outer space and covering the universes, as God Himself is now conscious in our minds, we remember what life is. We remember love. We remember who we are. Now, whatever image displays itself within you, whatever, of light, of Buddha, of Jesus, whatever, whomever, trust, for we have invited now the Spirit of God to be within us, to work on our bodies and to work on our minds, to enter into our subconscious minds at the deepest level, as we now surrender all of our joys as well as our sorrows, what we do right as well as our character defects. Where we are who we would be, may we become even more so. Where we are not who we should be, may the Spirit heal us, make us whole, lift us up to the full creative possibility of our lives on earth and in heaven. And in the next few moments, we shall allow the light to reveal itself to us in the way that only light can do. Now envision yourself at your most joyous, at your most peaceful, at your most loving, at your most deeply loved, at your most creative, at your most alive. Now praise God and hallelujah, for this is who you are. See with your inner eye a planet Earth so happy that the roars of the ocean are drowned out by the sounds of laughter, the sounds of joy. God Himself has wiped away all tears, wars and rumors of war are over now. That which is truest within us and within each other, this light, hallelujah, the light has come. So it is that we now place the subtle action of these prayers and this meditative state, hands of God's most Holy Spirit. May it be impressed upon our minds and impressed upon our hearts and impressed upon the subtle ethers of the world in which we live, that we and all the world shall now be blessed. And so it is, we also